Many people treat the Bible like a user's manual. They only read it when something breaks. In his first letter to the Thessalonians, Paul writes about how they responded to God's word. We also thank God constantly for this, that when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it, not as the word of men, but as what it really is, the word of God, which is at work in you believers. Notice that phrase, not as the word of men, but as what it really is, the word of God. That makes all the difference in the world. The Thessalonians didn't treat Paul's message like helpful insight or religious opinion. They received it as God speaking. That will change how the message impacts us. If Scripture is just human advice, we can take it or leave it. We can adjust it, ignore it, or reinterpret it to fit what we already think. It becomes one voice among many, something to consider, but not necessarily to obey. But if it's truly the Word of God, then it carries authority. It calls for response. It shapes how we live. It demands our attention and our obedience. Jesus consistently treated Scripture this way. He quoted it, he obeyed it, and submitted to it, even in the face of temptation. When Satan tried to twist Scripture, Jesus didn't negotiate. He responded with, "It is written." For him, God's word wasn't optional, it was final. And for us, the same question remains, what do we believe the Bible really is? How you answer that question will shape how you respond to what you read. It will determine whether Scripture sits on your shelf or transforms your life. This week, as you open Scripture, don't approach it casually. Pause before you read and remind yourself, this is God speaking. And then ask, what is he calling me to believe? What is he calling me to do? Receiving God's word, as God's word, is the first step toward being changed by it.